I'm going out of my head here. All this singing, all this ringing makes me want to say, take me out. Take me out of this life. Take me out of this hole. Take me out tonight. Always looking out. I know what I'm supposed to see. But too many days and too many ways waiting for a taste. Take me out. Take me out of this life. Take me out of this hole. Take me. Forget me, even when there's nothing left. Don't you forget me, in and out of love. Take me out.
Listening to the South Kootenai Radio broadcasting out of Creston Valley, and be sure to tune in at 3 o'clock for the Blues Show. Have a good day.
You want, just stand under me. I go to to get a drink, but it's waiting at the bar. I turn around to thank her, but she's lighting a cigar. Says, oh, baby, that's all right. Says, just about every time.
Are for you first thing in the morning. And Brickhouse, band I went to see in Vancouver one time. Good bar band. And I just forget the name of the club they were playing at. But there was a couple of them there in downtown Vancouver specializing in blues. But anyways, yeah, that particular song came out in... Oh, I don't have a year on that one. But the album is simply titled Brick House. Anyways, it is 7:43. It's time for This Day in Canadian History. And our first story for November the 12th goes back to 1775 out of Montreal, Quebec. And that's when American Revolutionary General Richard Montgomery lands at Point St. Charles and marches into Montreal a day after Guy Carleton evacuates the town. All Canada, except Three Rivers and Quebec City, is now under the occupation of the Army of the Continental Congress, and the French habitats are being urged to join the revolution. There you go. And in 1883, out of Prescott, Ontario, Republican Colonel Niles von Schultz leads 200 Canadian exiles and U.S. sympathizers in an attack against Prescott, fights the four-day battle of the Windmill against British regulars and the local Canadian militia. Von Schultz, a Finn, runs his schooner Charlotte aground below Prescott and takes up position in a six-story stone windmill and several stone houses nearby. Canadians send a small vessel, the Experiment, to cut Schultz off from the U.S., while 700 militia start arriving from the surrounding country, and a force of 70 British Marines come downriver by steamer from Kingston. The militia drive the hunters from the grounds into the windmill the following day, and on the 14th, Colonel Henry Dundas arrives with four companies of the 83rd Regiment, two 18-pounders and a howitzer. The rebels surrender on the 16th. Wow. So now we've got a birthday here we've got to announce. 1945, Neil Young, singer, songwriter, born on this day in Toronto, as mentioned, in 1945. Neil is the son of Globe and Mail sports columnist Scott Young, and Young started playing garage rock and roll in 1960, and by 1963 had cut his first record with the Squires, a group from Winnipeg. And in the mid-60s, he played with Four to Go. And in 1965, cut 16 songs at Motown Studios in Detroit with the Minor Birds, which, by the way, had a somebody you may remember. Rick James was in that band. Can you believe Neil Young and Rick James in the same band? In 1966, he helped found Buffalo Springfield, later Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and toured Southern California with them, selling out at the Whiskey A Go-Go in L.A. In 1968, he toured the U.S. solo, then Canada solo, and released the album Neil Young in 1969. He toured the U.S. East Coast with Crazy Horse, then released after the Gold Rush in 69, then toured with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and Friends. 1971, he recorded most of the album Harvest with the... In the following year, played the Mariposa Festival in Toronto solo. In 1973, he toured with the Santa Monica Flyers and started playing prison and Indian community benefits. In 1976, he played the Last Waltz concert with the band and Joni Mitchell. Of course, he's got a ton of albums. Long May You Run, Decade, Comes a Time, Rust Never Sleeps. And, well, of course, the list goes on and on here about all the albums. Let's see. In 1984, he played Austin City Limits with the International Harvesters, and in 1985, he helped record Tears Are Not Enough with Northern Lights, and played Live Aid in Philadelphia, and Farm Aid with the Grey Riders. He has also played other benefits for Vietnam veterans, Greenpeace, Get Tough on Toxins, Nelson Mandela Benefit. On June 27, 1987, he played with his old band, The Squires, in a concert in the Blue Note Cafe in Winnipeg. And in 1988, joined Bob Dylan and Bruce Springsteen on stage for several concerts. He played Saturday Night Live in 89, and in the 90s released Ragged Glory, Ark, Harvest Moon, Broken Arrow, and has recently toured with Crazy Horse in France and played with Nicolette Larson, Nils Lofgren, Grateful Dead, Warren Zevon, Booker T and the MGs, Willie Nelson, Led Zeppelin, Pearl Jam. And in 1994, he received the Canadian Governor General's Performance Arts Award, and the following year was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 30 albums after he began. And for more Neil Young, you've got your friend Google, and I'm sure there's going to be a ton of information. Oh, wow, that's a lot of work there, So I think what I'll do is, rather than continue, because there's just so much history here today, and Neil of Wolves, of course, the big one that I wanted to mention. So I think what I'm going to do is play a tune. And this is off an album that really didn't do that great for Neil. Geffen Records was really mad at Neil for this, saying that you don't sound like Neil Young. But this one particular song on the Trans album of 1992 is one that I especially like. And we're going to listen to that one right now. It's called Like an Inca, right here on South Kootenai Radio. There with Like an Inca from the Trans album, and that one was released in 1982. Anyways, it is fast approaching 8 o'clock, and you know what that means. It's time for our news crew to give us a little 4-minute, 30-second news update here, and then we'll be back on the second half hour with some more great tunes for you.
Lord, I smoked 100 cigarettes. I'm gonna smoke 100 cigarettes. My porch light is on and I've unlocked my door. Lord, my eyes are red and my throat is sore. Check my mail and I watch my phone. I'm gonna smoke 100 cigarettes. Yeah. Lord, I smoked 100 cigarettes. Waiting for your call, but it ain't come yet. I'm just waiting on your footsteps in my heart. Just waiting for this ash to fall. While I'm counting my regrets, I'm gonna smoke 100 cigarettes.
Yeah, come on, Gordy, play that guitar.
Thank you.
there for you this morning from their 2011 release, Steady As She Goes. That's the Vicksburg Stomp. Yeah, I think it was 2011 that I was supposed to see Hot Tuna in Bend, Oregon, and, well, Jack Cassidy's wife was taken quite ill with cancer, and the tour was canceled. I was pretty disappointed, but maybe I'll get to go and see them again here. I know they're on tour again right now, but I'm kind of busy. Anyways, it is 8:13. It's time for this day in rock and roll history right here on South Kootenai Radio.
This is Mark from Innisfail. Why don't you tune in to Jazz on South Kootenay Radio every night at 10.
I'm just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. I wish I could caress you.
right, there we go. Some Jimi Hendrix Experience, featuring Mitch Mitchell on the drums there. And, of course, it was on this day in 2008 that Mitch Mitchell was found dead in his Portland, Oregon hotel room just after an Experience Hendrix tour. Anyways, what else did we have there? Manic Depressant was the name of that song. Donovan's Mellow Yellow was before that one. Of course, that was a big hit for Donovan in 1966. And then we had a little Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper. And it was on this day in 1947 that the guitar player for the band, Donald Roser, was born. And, of course, then we had a little Neil Young there, Heart of Gold. Neil born on this day in 1945. And Booker T. Jones, and with Booker T. and the MGs, Green Onions. Booker T., of course, celebrating a birthday, born on this day in 1944. Stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. All right, let's have a quick look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently in the Creston Valley, we're sitting at 5 degrees. We're supposed to go up to 6 today, and they are calling for some sunny breaks, possibly a 40% chance of showers this afternoon, high of 6. Now over in Vancouver, it is raining and 11 degrees. Snowing in Whitehorse, minus 7. It's sunny in Calgary, minus 1. Oh, and look at those prairie temperatures. Saskatoon, Regina, and Winnipeg, all sunny and minus 8 and 10. Toronto, 0 and sunny. Let's see, Halifax is a mix of sun and cloud, 6 degrees. And St. John's, Newfoundland is a mix of sun and cloud, 5 degrees. Okay, what do we have? Well, what do we have? I'll tell you, Parents Weekend for the Thundercats is over, and it was kind of a mellow supper time yesterday with all the parents gone home, and we've got to wait 2 weeks now before our next home game. Their next 2 weekends, the boys are going to be on the road, so it's we have to wait until the 29th. Before we play Kimberly, I believe. Anyways, what should we play next? I'm thinking, well, I've had a couple of listeners tell me that they have cool temperatures at their location that they're listening to South Kootenai Radio on. So I thought, let's play a little Jay Giles band, Snow Cone. Yeah. That ought to make everybody feel like it's wintertime, shall it? No Cone. Yes. Jay Giles Band, and that's kind of a funky little number there from 1970 from, well, their very first album, just called The Jay Giles Band. Anyways, it is 8:42. I'm going to get rolling here on our artist highlight, which, of course, is brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. And, well, Bedazzled was closed yesterday for the Remembrance Day holiday, and I was kind of surprised. I found out that there's a couple of provinces in Canada that don't have stat holiday for Remembrance Day. Also found out in the States their Veterans Day is only a I think it's a state holiday, not a national one. I'm not quite sure on the deal of that, but many of the businesses in the United States are also open yesterday, but a lot of Veterans Day sales going on. And, of course, I got my trusty little email from Sears about Veterans Day sale. Extra 5 to 15% off. Wow, what a treat. Anyways, let's get back on track here. Our artist highlight today is, I had mentioned that Neil Young was born on this day in 1945 in Toronto. Of course, Neil, a Canadian icon, and rates right up there with one of the singer-songwriters of the century, wouldn't you agree? Yeah. But anyways, we're going to be playing a few tunes here, written by Neil Young, A Lot of Love, War of Man, Helpless, and then we're going to finish up with Like a Hurricane. Because there's really not much to say about Neil. So let's get things rolling right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Take a lot of love. We won't magic does the little girl
Time slips way between us and our just a dream. I'm just a dream. You could have been one to me. For the moment you touch my lips, the perfect feeling, timeless of that foggy dream.
There you go. Our artist highlight today featuring the music of Neil Young as performed by other artists there. The last song, or the last song we just heard there, Like a Hurricane, of course, by Roxy Music. And before that, we had Katie Lang doing Helpless, and Wilson with Alison Krauss doing War of Man. And we started things off with Nicolette Larson doing A Lot of Love. Yeah, Neil Young celebrating a birthday today. Born on this day in 1945. All right, that is it for the morning show. Of course, we went into a little bit of overtime here today. Hope you don't mind. And we got the news crew standing by for a short news update. And don't forget to check out the website, theskr.com, for your program schedule and find out when your favorite program is playing, and along with one of our favorite shows that's on every day at noon, where we play the full album. Yeah, so check it out, theskr.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Just do a search for South Kootenai Radio. All right, have a good day, everybody, and we'll catch you tomorrow morning on the flip side, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is November 12th.